Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a very busy Monday here on the show. We got a lot to talk about. It is a crazy week. Is it ever? All right, so here's what we got. We got a whole bunch of shows coming up, including Title Tuesday coming up. That's the Dynamite show. And that's coming up on Tuesday, head-to-head with the NXT versus TNA showdown. So both shows are going head-to-head, but once again, they've announced that Dynamite is going 2 hours and 30 minutes. So if you didn't have enough wrestling, well, you're going to get plenty tomorrow. 4.5 hours on Tuesday night. No Dynamite on the Wednesday. That's going to be a collision taping. So that, at this point, is what's going on. We'll give you lineups for both shows. They've announced a lot of things. We've also got Raw coming up tonight. 4 matches announced for the show. It is the go-home show for Perth, the Crown Jewel show, which is coming up on Saturday. This weekend is busy as we've got Crown Jewel, Bound for Glory, and New Japan King of Pro Wrestling, which has the Takeshi versus Zack Sabre match. We've got news on John Cena's final opponent. The name is out. Of course, things could always change, but we'll tell you about that here, as well as a new match announced for Crown Jewel, which has not been announced yet, but will be soon. The Rock Smashing Machine, kind of flopping. We'll talk about Bronson Reed's contract and Laredo Kid's contract and Cedric Alexander's contract and Santos Escobar's contract, and we'll just keep going. Maybe we'll have time for shows. Who knows? A lot to get into. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. We got a lot to get into. What are you doing over there?
I'm all tangled up. Just like the world of professional wrestling always is.
God, I can't even do the opening segment. It's just like I try and then I get lost. There's just so much stuff going on. So, very quickly, Raw is tonight. It's Becky Lynch versus Maxine Dupri. Lyra versus Roxanne.
What?
Lyra versus Roxanne. Becky versus Maxine. Yeah, it's happening. CM Punk will make an appearance and Roman Reigns kicks off the show. This is the Raw go-home for Perth, which is Saturday, okay?
Brother, I got to tell you, this earlier start time for Raw is killing me.
It's not happening tonight.
Is it on the same time or is it on even earlier? Is it on right now?
I think it's on at 8 tonight. I think it's on at 8 from now on, except I think there's two dates coming up. I forget the dates that are scheduled to be 7 o'clock. But whatever you want to say about formulas and everything for the Raw ratings, the actual numbers that Netflix gives every week, which whether they're real or fake, I don't know, these 7 o'clock shows have died. So I would not be surprised if they move it back to 8 o'clock and we never see 7 o'clock again.
I would actually prefer it.
But I think tonight is 8 o'clock. So then we've got NXT versus TNA tomorrow. And as I predicted here on this program, they have added Joe Hendry as referee for the men's Survivor Series match and Jordan Grace as referee for the women's because they skate the line, you know, they're unbiased. So Team NXT is Ricky Saints, Trick Williams, Miles Bourne, and Javon against Mike Santana, Frankie Kazarian, Moose, and Leon Slater. Team NXT women is JC, Sol Ruka, Jada, and Lola Vice versus Kalani, The Inspiration, who are the new Knockouts Tag Team Champions, and Mara Shade. Then we've got NXT Tag Team Champions Dark State versus TNA Tag Team Champions of Hardys. Title for title. All
Thank
belts
God.
On the line.
Please.
Yeah.
Not since the 90s have I wanted the Hardys to win a match so badly.
And then we've got Ethan Page against Mustafa Ali for the North American title. So that's the NXT show. Going head-to-head with Title Tuesday, which in fact has almost no title matches on it. That guy, by the way, mad at me on Twitter. I'm still laughing about that one. He was sure that the Brodito match was for the titles, and I was wrong.
Well, rightfully so. He should be sure.
I wasn't.
Now, I do actually
He
like
yelled at me for no reason.
I do like the stipulation, at least, but not on Title Tuesday. You could have done it on any other show, right? That could have been on Collision. But Title Tuesday, you get a non-title tag match.
Well, our two title matches are two...
Why did they... They should have just done the whole the women's tag title tournament on Title Tuesday.
You know, they probably could have. But, and it is a 2.5 hour show. You could have done the women's tag title tournament if you wanted to. But instead, the two title matches, please keep calm. We have got Mercedes Moné against a local wrestler from Florida, which I still believe is going to be Izzy, because that, that famous moment where Mercedes made Izzy cry was apparently 10 years prior to the day. To the day. And Tony likes those anniversaries. I don't know for sure. But the other massive title match, get your bets in now. Kyle Fletcher will be defending the TNT title against Kyle O'Reilly. We've also got
what?
Orange
Come
Cassidy.
On.
I swear to God. We got Orange Cassidy versus Pac, which is not for a title. We got The Demand versus the Hurt Syndicate in a street fight, which is not for a title. We have Jon Moxley and Ishii, which should be freaking awesome, but it's not for a title. We have Jurassic Express in action, not for a title. We have Samoa Joe and Hangman Page face-to-face, which will be for a title on a different date. And we have Brodito versus Okada and Takeshita, not in a title match. However, it is a double jeopardy match, so if either Okada or Takeshita gets pinned, I guess Okada has to defend his titles against whoever did it. And if Okada and Takeshita win, they will get a tag title shot, not on Title Tuesday. You guys got all that? All right. Because I'm totally lost. And then we got Collision. This is on Wednesday, taped, but will not air Wednesday. It will air this weekend. Because what they really need to do is air this show this weekend. Kota Ibushi versus Josh Alexander. Max Caster and Anthony Bowens versus Big Bill and Brian Keith. God help me. Eddie Kingston versus Mortos. Chris Statlander, Tony Storm, and Harley versus the Triangle of Madness. FTR and Megan Bain versus Jetspeed and Willow Nightingale and Ty J in action. If anybody can explain to me a logical reason why this Collision Homecoming show doesn't just air on Wednesday, I would love to hear it.
It's preempted by the NHL.
Oh, that's right. That's why. Oh, that's right. That's why. Okay, you got me. You got me. Why not Thursday then? This show's going to die this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Mm.
Well, then we got the go-home show for Bound for Glory on Thursday. Joe Hendry, Eric Young, no DQ. Mustafa Ali versus JDC. Matt Cardona versus Ryan Nemeth. Trick Williams appears and Leon Slater appears. SmackDown has Sami Zayn's Open Challenge, the best thing on any show. Damian Priest, Aleister Black, Last Man Standing.
Oh, you'll change your mind once there's an EO and Asuka segment tonight.
That's possible.
And that'll be the best thing on any show.
That's possible. That's
that
because was the
I
best.
Just I
no,
just
hold on.
Read.
I said that was the best storyline.
That's fine. You just said the best thing a second ago.
Well, yeah,
and
this is the best
thing. I woke up and I had to read that Sami Zayn. You guys are saying Sami Zayn's having the best match on every show. Not when Io Sky's wrestling, baby.
I said his entire career he's always had the best match on every show. And Io Sky is on a different show. So, in fact, I'm
now.
Anyway, then SmackDown, we got the Sami Zayn. Joe Gacy and Dexter Lumis against Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins for the tag titles. That better be a title change. This has run its course.
You don't think they're
going
to split up?
This has run its course. They just split up Miz and Mello, dude. They can't do two straight weeks of split ups.
Oh, they can't?
Nah, I think they're teasing a split up and they're actually going to win the titles.
Didn't they just do that over the summer?
I think
they did.
They did.
And they lost them back.
I think they did.
In the ladder match, didn't they?
I think so.
Oh, my God. They're just going to run it back,
I guess you could break up two straight teams on two straight weekends.
Can we break up the Wyatts?
That's the one that should. Well, I don't know. What are they going to do separately?
Well, I would like to see Uncle Howdy and the Vintner.
Well, yeah, they should be defending the tag titles. Julian Kiana versus Tiffany Stratton and Stephanie Vaquer also on the show. So, for Crown Jewel, we have some breaking news here. We have got Cody and Seth for the Men's Crown Jewel title. We have Tiffany and Stephanie for the Women's Crown Jewel title. John Cena versus AJ Styles. Rhea Ripley and Io versus the Kabuki Warriors. And it has not been announced, but Bronson Reed will not be facing Randy Orton after pinning him on SmackDown. It appears that it will be Bronson Reed versus Roman Reigns. By far the biggest match of Bronson's career, and it's in Perth. So,
awesome.
Yeah. You know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but do you remember when Bronson, something happened?
Killed me during the G1? Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
He had
me onto the barricade.
He had a really, really big match that was going to be taking place on a show in Perth. And I can't remember what happened.
Broke his foot.
I don't think it was when he got hurt. I think something happened to the other guy. And so, like, the match was never announced. But, like, I think that they were going to do it. And then, so anyway, he had this big match. And, like, it got, didn't end up taking place. So I think this is kind of, like, sort of a make good for him, is what I feel. I don't know that for sure. But something definitely happened with Perth last time. And then Bound for Glory, Trick and Mike Santana for the TNA title. Title change, everybody. I don't care what y'all think. Hardys versus Team 3D in a tables match.
Oh, is that going to be for both titles? Are we going to get Bully Ray as NXT champion?
It could happen. Kalani against Indy Hartwell, knockouts title. Leon Slater, Javon Evans for the X Division title. Frankie and Steve Macklin for the international title. A hardcore war. Call your shot gauntlet match. And Tessa Blanchard, she's back, against Gia Miller. We got so much more after the break. Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I didn't even get through the whole weekend. I took an entire segment. We didn't even get through the whole weekend. And we didn't even do like a lot of predictions. I do predict Kyle beats Kyle. That's my prediction. We also had King of Pro Wrestling. On
a horrendous segue.
October 13th.
One of the worst.
Brother, I don't got time to banter. We got too much news. Zack Sabre Jr. and Takeshita for the world title. Who do you think's winning that one?
Takeshita.
Yeah, you're right. Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji for the global title. This is a title Tuesday, except it's on Sunday or Monday. Yuto Ice and Oscar against Shota Umino and Uemura.
Bumbaclot. Big up. Let's get high, brothers.
Never
Yuto
open
Ice never in the house.
You shut up. Bolton Oleg against Evil. You realize that I think at this point, every last single solitary human on Earth refers to him as Bolton Oleg, except Dave, who at this point, he's all in. This is like Coco Ware. He will write Oleg Bolton until the day he dies. Phantasmo against Tanahashi. Goto, Yoshihashi, and Yo versus Ryohei Uiwa, Hartley Jackson, and Kosei Fujita. Drill Maloney and Sonata, no DQ, no countout. And Shingo, Hiromu, and Titan against David Finley, Taiji Ishimori, and Clark Connors. That's the week. That's the week, everybody.
That sounds like one heck of a wrestling show.
Are you guys ready to start watching some wrestling?
Oh, speaking of which, a little bit of news on the New Japan front, which we might as well get to right now, but your main man, Dookie, defeated Desperado.
Yeah, he did.
For the Doki Choki title.
With a bunch of interference and crap, I hear.
Oh,
got
big
rave
surprise.
Reviews.
Coming from the House of Torture, who, by the way, I love. Big fan of the House of Torture. I wish that they'd take my application a little bit more seriously. Maybe I'll have to talk to my boy, Yujiro, the Tokyo pimp, and see if he can hook it up.
Okay, we got some more breaking news here from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, subscriber exclusive. But it's out now, so you'll all know. You know who the final opponent for John Cena is? Have you looked yet?
Yeah.
Gunther has been chosen as the final opponent for John Cena, December 13th, Washington, D.C. Multiple sources over the last 2 days have confirmed the name. WWE internal listing for the Saturday night main event at this point lists that as the only match on the show. Two sources have confirmed the latest plan is for a tournament to be announced, possibly on the air by Paul Levesque, with two wrestlers vying to be seen as the last opponent, top wrestlers. Multiple have confirmed, however it reaches a conclusion, Gunther was the person chosen for the match.
So, well, I mean, it follows a pretty, you know, set and tried and true pattern of the big baby face, and especially in this case, John Cena representing the USA in Washington, D.C. against the foreign monster, the Ring General. Gunther,
hey man, I gotta
writes
say,
itself, man.
Not only that, but like, if I'm John Cena and I got one match left and I want it to be a good one, I'm working John Cena babyface against Gunther. I don't know if it's going to be as good as that. Was it the Cody match at SummerSlam that was like he just totally turned it around? But I mean,
no, there was a. I think the previous pay per view match that he had before that one was pretty good too. But I don't remember exactly what it was.
We'll see what happens. But I'm quite bullish on that particular match right there. You know, this actually has nothing to do with wrestling, but I should ask you about it because you're a former UFC star. I wouldn't say superstar, but... So, remember how... Wasn't it the White House UFC show was going to be on July 4th?
I believe that was the plan.
Okay. Well, and granted, you know, this is not political, but I think that even his biggest supporters would admit that sometimes Donald Trump says things that might not be true. he did a speech and he said it's going to be June 14th, which is his birthday. Is he making that up?
Well, no. I mean, I believe there's going to be a big celebration for what would it be, the bicentennial? I don't even know what you'd call it. The 250th year of the United States as a country. And maybe it's taking place all summer.
Well, I don't know, but he said the UFC
maybe
fights
they're gonna
in the White House.
Maybe they're going to hold an event for each day that the different states were looking to ratify their state constitutions. Who knows?
Well, he said on June 14th next year, we're going to have a big UFC fight at the White House, on the grounds of the White House. That's what he said. So, we'll see. Nothing's been officially announced by UFC, but it appeared that the date was July 4th. Now,
yeah, Trump says June 14th.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, well, Conor McGregor claimed that he was on the show. He said, "It's a peculiar one, this one. I'm doing the negotiations for the country of Ireland along with the USA."
What in God's name accent was that? What was that?
A limey?
God, that was horrible. Horrible. Smashing Machine. Have you seen it?
More Tylenol. I have seen the original documentary.
So you didn't see the new one either, unlike everyone.
No, you want to know why? Because I was busy. Yeah, just like everybody else was this weekend doing something else. I was busy doing commentary for MLW Saturday night at MLW Slaughterhouse.
I think they should have released the movie on like a Tuesday. I think this whole weekend thing, there's just too much competition.
Came out on Thursday.
The show, the movie.
Which may be another unfamiliar day to you.
It might be an unfamiliar day. I don't know much about Thursdays. $6 million on opening weekend. It costs $50 million to make it. The first week is always biggest. It's basically doing what the Von Erich movie did. And this is with The Rock starring in this film. And it wasn't like it was a small open. 3,345 venues. It did $6 million. It had been predicted to do up to $15 million. And it's the lowest open for a Rock movie ever. It even beat, as in it did worse than, Faster, which did $8.5 million, which was not adjusted for inflation. So it did much worse than that movie. So 74% on Rotten Tomatoes.
He got smashed by the machine that is Taylor Swift.
Yep.
At the box office.
$33 million.
Back in the day, Heath Herring buried Kicks and then Ground and Pound into poor Mark Kerr.
That one battle after another that I was talking about did $11 million. So maybe they just got all murdered by Taylor Swift and they'll all do better next weekend. I guess we'll see. But it's funny because like all of the critics are raving about this movie and they're raving about like The Rock's performance. But what I've heard from people that like saw the original and followed MMA and know everything about this whole thing, they're not as impressed. So I guess we'll have to check it out. And
I mean, from what I understand, it's word for word, pretty much scene for scene from the original documentary, but hey, I was told it's good. I was told I need to go see it. That's by somebody who has very similar interests to me in the game of professional wrestling, who I will not name.
Who would that be?
Just move on. I just told you I'm not going to say who it was.
You're a legit idiot. All right.
A legit idiot? Is that what you called me?
You heard
That's
me.
A pretty good term.
You heard me. That's a legit idiot.
Yeah, thank you.
A legit idiot.
I gathered that.
How has Bailey not stolen that yet? Bailey, I give you permission, but I want, if you put on a shirt, I do want a cut of legitiot. All right, what else do we have here? Laredo Kid. Got a lot of contract notes. Laredo Kid is no longer with TNA Wrestling.
He's grown up,
I guess.
Finally.
Nah, he's still a kid, but he's moved on. That's what kids do.
I thought, no, wasn't he just Laredo?
Actually, yeah. Well, it's weird. I think for a while in TNA, he was just Laredo. But then when he went anywhere else, he was Laredo Kid. But whatever.
Is he even from Laredo?
I don't know. You can look it up on Wikipedia. Cedric Alexander, who I thought just signed, his deal's already up. Apparently, he signed a short-term deal. He debuted June 20th, and I guess he must have just signed a three-month deal or whatever. So, I don't know. Maybe he will end up in the Hurt Syndicate. Who knows? But his deal is up. And then Santos Escobar is negotiating, but we are told things don't necessarily look promising. So he may be gone.
Maybe Conor McGregor is doing the negotiations for him.
Yeah. I guess word came out that Bronson Reed re-signed, which that's news. That guy would be a maniac to go anywhere else. He's one half of the top heel group on Raw and getting pushed hard. So obviously he's sticking around.
They should play up him being like one of the only people to pin Okada over the past 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah. And then we got to talk about Mercedes. I didn't realize this until Lance brought it up. Because I've said many times, like, you know, people comparing this to Ultimo Dragon. It's like most people can't even name probably 9 of the belts she has right now. Maybe 8, because I guess she has 9. But are you? Do you know what belt she has?
The TBS title.
Yeah.
The Rev Pro woman's title.
Yeah.
Which was combined with the Eve woman's title. Is that right?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Anyway, she's got the AWTBS title, the CMLL. Oh, I guess I'll do it after the break. You guys think during the break if you can name all 9 of her titles. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty. Anyway, these are the belts she has. TBS title, CMLL Women's title, Rev Pro Undisputed title, which, by the way, was not... the EVE title has nothing to do with that right now, apparently, according to the chat. EWA Women's title in Austria. The PTW women's title from Poland. The Best Ya women's title from Italy. The Queen of Southside title. That's maybe the one that was merged one, yeah, with the Rev Pro title. And the Discovery Wrestling Scottish women's title. Okay, so that's... Here's what's funny, dude. She wants 10, okay? I just rattle off 8. Okay, but of those 8, one of them is actually only one title. The Rev Pro and the Queen of Southside is one title. But she's counting that, she's carrying both belts. So she's not at 9, she's at 8. Like, if we're really counting. And then on top of that, she's counting the Owen Hart title. That's not even a title that's defended, that's a trophy. So that shouldn't count. So, really, instead of being at 9, she's actually at 7. Because the Owen shouldn't count as a title. It's a trophy you won. You don't defend it.
Brian.
Yes.
How many of the Ultimo Dragon's titles could you name?
Well, now, none.
Even then.
But back then, there were so many fewer titles back then that these were actually
apparently not
far more prestigious titles than
okay.
This title. It's not even a title because it's merged with another title.
Let me list these off. IWGP Junior Heavyweight title.
I
sure.
That's pretty big.
NWA World Junior Heavyweight title.
Sure.
Cool. War International Junior Heavyweight title.
War was big, dude.
British Commonwealth Junior title.
Big! The British Commonwealth Junior
WWF Light Heavyweight title, which was an afterthought, never defended.
It was used down in Mexico.
UWA World Junior Light Heavyweight
big
title.
Big in Mexico.
WWA World Junior Light Heavyweight title.
Yep.
NWA World Welterweight title.
These are all much bigger than the Poland's women's title. I realize your wife is Polish. That doesn't matter. That doesn't make this belt meaningful, Tom.
They're some of the strongest fighters in all the world. They had the UFC champion for years. You want a young Jacek coming out of that country. You're going to say they don't have great competitors?
I didn't say that. Now.
Sorry that they're not fighting spirit like Mexico, buddy. Arriba!
Whoa. Where are we going now? That's not
you're
right.
You're going down.
How about this? Can you name everyone in the TNA Hall of Fame? Didn't think so.
I can give it a shot.
Go for it.
And fail. Gail Kim?
Nope. Actually, she is. Sorry.
Mickey James?
She's going to go in this year.
I'm just going to start off with the ones that are calling out Dave Meltzer. We also have Sting.
Yeah.
AJ Styles?
Nope.
No. Christian? The Dudleys?
I thought Christian was in. Didn't they do that weird thing where Christian showed up and looked like he was... But I don't see him on the list. Team 3D is there. What the heck is the story with Christian?
The announcer? Gosh.
Mike Tenay and Don West.
Yeah, Don West. I'm sorry. That's what I was looking for. I don't know. Elix Skipper.
All right. We got Sting, Kurt Angle, Team 3D, Jeff Jarrett and Earl Hebner, Gail Kim, Abyss, Ken Shamrock, Awesome Kong, Raven, Mike Tenay and Don West, Tracy Brooks, Rhino, Bob Ryder, and this year, Mickey James and the Beautiful People are going in. What happened with Christian? Remember when they borrowed him or something?
Yeah, maybe he just
I think it was the other way around. Maybe he was in TNA and WWE borrowed him. I need to look this up. Can't remember. All right. Anything else before we get to the TV? What did you think of SmackDown and Collision this weekend?
I enjoyed SmackDown.
SmackDown was good.
I thought it was good. Are we going to do a full review? Or?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. We started off with Cody Rhodes, the undisputed champion, coming out in front of the Cincinnati crowd. He was immediately interrupted by one Oracle, Paul Heyman, flanked by Bronson and Braun. Randy Orton appeared to back up Cody. Heyman tried to stir dissent between those two, said that it's a prophecy that the two of them cannot last together, and dropped the mic and left. Backstage, we had The Miz approach Carmelo about letting him get pinned by the Street Profits last week. Melo was adamant that this team is done, but Miz still trying to hold on to the youngster. This led to Sami Zayn's open challenge, where Carmelo Hayes came out to answer it, but he was attacked by The Miz. Aleister Black then came out, took the opportunity for himself, leveled Zayn with lots of kicks and knees, left him in control for the early portion of the match. Zayn sent Black to the floor, had a great acai moonsault, but Black got back in control with a German suplex. Sami missed the Huluva kick. Black hit a great Meteora off the top for two, set up for the Black Mass. But Damian Priest walked through the crowd, got near the corner. This distracted Aleister Black long enough for Sami Zayn to land a Huluva kick and the Blue Thunder Bomb to get the win. Then Damian Priest yanked Aleister Black from the ring, launched him through the announce table with a razor's edge. And I thought Black looked great here. Pretty solid, fundamental, simple, effective kicks and knees. With his offense, and thought it was a damn good match. Later on, Damian Priest challenged him to a last man
standing match.
He's
pretty good, but you know who's
match?
Awesome? Sami Zayn. This guy's incredible. Absolutely incredible. If they keep this title on this guy, people are going to look back on this one like that John Cena U.S. title open challenge. Because this guy's having way better matches. Although the John Cena matches were pretty good. But holy smokes, this guy's great.
This dude, he is going to get annihilated by Oba Femi.
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction. But until then, I think we should see some awesome matches out of him.
There has to be somebody who has a finish which is a counter to the Blue Thunder Bomb, because he's changed his finish to the Blue Thunder Bomb. And he didn't do it for, like, sometimes people change their finish because they can't do their old finish. He still does the kick in the corner, but his new finish is the Blue Thunder Bomb. And this guy's no idiot. There's like a method to this madness, and I'm trying to figure out how is this playing into him losing the title. Because it has to. It's got to be a counter to the Blue Thunder Bomb.
He ain't picking up Oba Femi for it.
No.
So
that's what I think.
There's your counter right there. Zarya and Sol Ruka were approached to be part of the Secret Hervis. Instead, Nick Aldis made a tag match between the Secret Hervis and Zaruka, which Zaruka won. After Chelsea went for the unprettier, she was pushed into the corner instead. Sol hit the Sol Snatcher, picked up the win. This is a attempt to heat them up so they can face Charlotte and Alexa for the titles. Charlotte and Alexa were backstage with Kathy Kelly after the match. They said they were impressed. Charlotte tried to get Alexa to woo, but she wouldn't do it, and Kathy Kelly did it instead. I liked it. Nick Aldis moderated a contract signing between Tiffany Stratton and Stephanie Vaquer ahead of their match at Crown Jewel in Perth this weekend. On one end, you had Tiffany speaking exactly how we would imagine a robot in WWE coming out and cutting a promo. And then you had the exact opposite with Stephanie Vaquer barely being able to speak English, which you would never see on WWE television even years ago. They were cordial with each other despite being competitive. However, Tiffany went to leave. Julia and Kiana James attacked her. They beat her up and left her laying. I thought it was pretty funny that Stephanie just stood there in the middle of the ring. She's like, I guess I'll let this happen. Then Kiana offered her services to Stephanie as she and the crowd were ambivalent at best. Then Tiffany made a quick comeback and they cleared the ring.
That Tiffany promo, dude,
sucked.
Oh my God. She speaks fluent English and did a significantly worse promo than the woman who speaks virtually no English. just mechanical,
whatever she could have come up with on her own, I guarantee would have come off better than this promo did.
Yes.
This was paint by the numbers WWE championship promo speak. We then had, this is for you, buddy. This is a Brian Alvarez segment. Ray Phoenix and Javon Evans taking on, I believe it's Los Garza, but Michael Cole can't get it right. So I'm not sure I'm going to be bothered to either. I'm not sure if it's Garza, Garzas. They're awesome regardless. Both teams are awesome. Both teams showed off with dive sequences at the beginning, ending with a big taker dive from Javon before we had some advertisements paid for by the following. Then they got the heat on Evans. And I've noticed they did this in the main event too, but they get double heat in like every tag match now. Have you noticed that, Brian? Bit of switch in the way that the matches are worked.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
No.
No. In 90%.
The past month or two,
yes,
it's been evident in every match.
In 90% of the cases, we do the double heat. Although we did have a match on this show where we didn't even have a comeback. So I like that.
They got the heat on Evans, did what I've noticed. Now I'm just reading like I'm a robot. Javon got a hot tag. He looked great flying everywhere. A blind tag from Phoenix led to a kick off the ropes from him, followed by Javon leaping over him, connecting with an OG cutter, and then Phoenix sealed the deal with the Mexican muscle buster. Oh, yeah! And then we had Bronson and Braun take on Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton in the main event. Really enjoyed this match, too. I like watching Braun get in there and work with some of the veterans like Cody and Orton, see what he can do, see him kind of learning on the fly, and he looks damn good doing it. They did another double heat segment, as I mentioned here. Randy was backdropped on the announce table, then they beat up Cody. Eventually, Braun left off the apron, crashed through the barricade with Cody, which was awesome. Randy draping DDT'd Bronson. Paul Heyman climbed to the top rope. He was going to come off with a tsunami, I guess, to take out Randy. But this distracted the ref long enough for Seth Rollins to run in, give Randy Orton a stomp, setting up Bronson Reed, landing the tsunami, getting the big pinfall over the Viper. A huge win for Bronson Reed. And afterwards, much to the dismay of Paul Heyman, Seth Rollins showed complete disregard to Heyman's advice. Heyman's telling him, whatever you're thinking, don't go back to that ring. Don't do it. Rollins pushes him aside, runs back in to stomp Cody.
Legit idiot.
But he's met with a crossroads, and Heyman's holding back Bronson and Braun as Cody stands tall to end the show.
Gotta learn a lesson sometime. I thought that was a very good show. This SmackDown, remember for a while it was just like absolutely atrocious?
The past couple weeks.
It's been better, and it was significantly better than Collision, which I was thinking about this because Lance subbed for Vinny last night, and you know he made a comment, and he was right, and that is that it just feels like you're watching a house show. It feels like there is a major AEW show every Wednesday, Tuesday this week, and then over the weekend they run a house show. And we all get to watch it if we choose to. That's what Collision feels like. There's never like any big time angles. It's always a C show at best.
You know what show?
It was a D
show. You know what show I used to love watching when I was younger?
What's that?
WCW Saturday Night. And it was much in the same vein as that. You're watching a 3-hour house show, but hey, everybody's tastes are a little bit different, aren't they, Brian?
You know, Tom, they really are. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom. Is this really the anniversary of the death of Gorilla Monsoon?
Yeah, on this day in 1999, Robert James Gino Morella passed away, heart failure due to diabetes at the age of 62.
You know, my
62.
Yeah, I know. My memories of Gorilla, it's always kind of been like up and down. You know what I mean? Because I remember when I was a kid, I watched Gorilla and Bobby, and I was always massively entertained. And then, you know, I got a little older, and then you start reading The Observer, and there's a lot of criticism for Gorilla because of the way he called the action. And then, you know, you're kind of like, you know, he's not wrong. He did always do that. And then, like, I rewatch some of this stuff, and it's like you rewatch it. And some days it's like, what is this guy saying? Like, golly, the guy might submit, like, make me believe or whatever. But then other days you just watch and it's like, nah, he was a perfect Gorilla Monsoon. I mean, he was just perfect in his role. So I go up and down depending on the show I watch.
It very similar to your feelings on Booker T.
Kind of. I'm more positive than negative on Booker. I think it's more like Vic. I'm very
Booker T is very over the top.
He is over the top. But I think that
I think he's been great on SmackDown.
It's funny. I enjoy Booker T, and I know people that absolutely think this guy is the dirt worst. So it's they probably think we're the dirt worst too. But anyway, we're out of here, everybody. I'll be back tonight with Dave. Tomorrow here on this show with Lance. We got a lot coming up, everybody. It's going to be a very busy week, so sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.